what's especially interesting about this section from a form point of view is that its whole style is remarkably different from the sections and chapters that precede it and those which follow it. Right? This is written in a much simpler style. It is still in blank verse, right, which is even more incredible as you read it, but you realize that. But aside from that, it is not written on the same high poetic level as this whole part of the text is. Right? It's almost as if what Jesus is doing in this section is foreshadowing what will come later on with the workbook. Remember that the workbook was taken down by Helen after the text was completed. Because the style of this section has much more in common with the lessons of the workbook, especially the early lessons of the workbook. So in terms of form, it's almost an anomaly here. It's like a breathing space almost for the reader, because this is much easier to read, which is why this section is a particular favorite one of many students of the course, because it's much, much easier to read and understand than many other parts of it, especially in the later chapters. But from a thematic point of view, it fits in perfectly. Let me also mention as a caution that even though in this section Jesus talks about seven rules for decision, these are really given to give you a sense of the process whereby one goes about learning to distinguish between what the ego is offering and what the Holy Spirit is offering. You should not take these literal as steps that everyone must follow. Everybody's process is different. The form of the process is different. At the end of the teacher's manual, Jesus says that the curriculum is highly individualized. The content is the same for everyone. It's the idea of looking within one's mind, seeing what the two choices are, looking at what the ego's choice of specialness has brought, and then finally making another choice. The content is the same for everyone, but the way people will go about it is decidedly different. Therefore, take these seven rules for decision really as a basic guideline, which will help you realize what the overall process is like. But this is very similar to what you should do with the six stages of development of trust that come at the beginning of the teacher's manual. There Jesus gives six stages. These are not to be taken literally, that everyone has to go through these six stages just as they're given there. They are provided as a way of giving you an overall view of what the general process is of getting past one's ego and attaining the real world, which is the final stage of those six stages. All right, so that here, don't take these as being literally true, that you actually have to say these words exactly as Jesus gives them here, and that you must follow this sequence. All right, they are here really to provide you with a general framework so you will understand what happens when you make the wrong choice and then can correct it. Okay? And again, this section is a wonderful section to really give you an example of what Jesus meant right at the end of chapter 1 when he called his course a course in mind training. This is a way of helping you train your mind to think along the lines he's setting forth rather than the lines that the ego gives. It's a way of training our minds not to be taken in by all of the veils and the illusions and distractions that the ego provides for us in the world so that we could pierce that, go back to that place in our mind where choice becomes meaningful. Right? This takes a tremendous amount of work. Over and over again, Jesus says how simple this course is. He does not overly emphasize that it's easy. Right? What is simple and easy about it is that it says only one thing all the way through. What is true is true. What is false, and that's it. So as he says at the end of the text, basically, you couldn't ask for anything that is simpler than that. But it takes a tremendous amount of concentration and dedication to really learn what that means and to be able to use that principle each and every time you find yourself getting angry, getting upset, filled with thoughts of specialness, thoughts of vengeance, thoughts of depression, thoughts of pain, thoughts of suffering, sickness, etc., etc., etc. It takes tremendous discipline and hard work to be able to realize that our problems are not here in the world, but are back in our mind. So again, this section makes it clear that we're talking about a process. It's a wonderful example of the mind training aspects of the course, which the workbook, of course, is literally meant to be a one-year training program. So that's another place you could see where the section is roughly parallel to the workbook, both in form as well as in content.